It's Helping Hand, HPR One Station's Friday afternoons, part of All Things Considered, then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals who are vulnerable and in need. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are learning about Aloha Harvest, a returning guest on Helping Hand. I don't know how many times I've had this young lady on the program, but they basically tackle food waste and then support those in need with good food that otherwise wasn't going to be eaten by folks. And there's a lot of ways to help them out, from donating food to volunteering, even ways you can meet up with them at a couple of area weekly farmers markets where they have a presence. Great to see Aloha Harvest Executive Director Ku'ule Williams. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, David. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
And always a pleasure to have you here. And whenever I see the trucks cruising around, what would you tell them if someone said, "What is that?"
We are a food rescue program, so we rescue food from hotels, restaurants, catered events, food distributors, and individuals, and we deliver it free of charge to social service agencies that feed the hungry and homeless.
Just on Oahu?
Just on Oahu right now.
The staff for this operation, how big is it?
I have two in the office, and I have five driver helpers.
So seven staff?
Yes.
And then X number of volunteers?
Gosh, I think we are up to maybe 80 to 100 volunteers, depending on the program or event that we have.
You get the food, and then where does it go to?
All different, from domestic abuse shelters all the way to transitional homes, shelters, kupuna programs, youth programs, feedings in the park, food pantries. So we know what kind of food, what the clientele is like, and what kind of storage they have, whether it's dry for groceries or if it's freezer refrigerated prepared foods. And our drivers ride on the truck, because we don't have a warehouse, we don't store anything, are taking that food, breaking it down, and delivering it to the agencies.
Overall, how do you guys get your funding?
Private funding through foundations, and we're going on 3 years now. We've had city and county grants and aid, and we got a state grant and aid as well.
And no federal funding?
No federal funding.
A big way that people can help you out is providing food. Think about people who may have a role in their professional life that has to do with food. What do those folks need to know on the technical end if they're curious in terms of food safety requirements or other requirements?
I think, first of all, they need to know that there's no liability. Due to the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Food Donation Act, there's no liability to the food donor or the recipient as long as it's given to a nonprofit organization. Of course, we're making sure that where food safety, all the standards, the temperatures are being held. So it starts with them. My staff is food safe certified as well. So our drivers and my staff are making sure that the food is of good quality. We provide containers for the food donors if they need that, whether it's pans or boxes or cake boxes or Ziploc bags or whatever. Our drivers are giving it to the agencies, and the agencies, we're helping to feed about 60,000 people, and we're providing over 1.4 million meals.
So anybody who's got food that they think might qualify for it, you encourage them to call you, and you can go through a quick question and answer and figure out if that's an appropriate donor source.
And I also do site visits to the food donors and the agencies as well, mostly to see, you know, where our truck needs to get into, if there's any obstacles there. Right. We do provide signs in the location of the kitchen, so our drivers know what food is for Aloha Harvest, and they label it. All of our supplies are labeled with Aloha Harvest. That's one way that people can help us, is they can sponsor us with providing labels. So we purchase labels, and their name would be on there as a support, financial support for Aloha Harvest. And then when it goes to the agencies know some of our supporters who are supporting us financially to make this possible.
And any other sponsorship opportunities, if someone was like, "Wow, I like that idea, maybe I could sponsor one of their vehicles or sponsor deliveries to a certain area," you'd be interested in hearing from anyone who wants to?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think last time I was on the show, we talked about a need for pallet jacks, and we had a sponsor come through, and so we got brand new pallet jacks. And we need pallet jacks every 2 to 3 years.
It's a wear and tear issue.
Yeah. So we're always looking for a financial to maintain our equipment.
In terms of the vehicles and their maintenance, do you have people who either do it at low cost or comp, or would you like to hear from anybody who has mechanic skills or that sort of thing available to them where they could help?
Right now we have a contract with a vendor, but it's not cheap, so I'd be open to that. And of course, when we need new tires, we would love to have donations of tires. Our fuel is always on the increase.
So a fuel company.
Yeah. We do have a discount from Aloha Petroleum. We've had a long-term relationship, almost from the beginning, with Aloha Petroleum. So we're really grateful for that. But even though that's a discount, having the funding to help pay for the rest of the fuel is very helpful for us.
Paint a picture of other volunteer roles.
Admin, we need volunteers to come in and put labels on all of our supplies. If they are computer savvy, we have database work that they can help with. Filing.
I saw you guys have a presence at the Blaisdell Center. There's a farmer's market Wednesdays 4 to 7, and then KCC Farmer's Market Saturdays 8 to 11.
That's wonderful. I do have staff that attends that, and we do have volunteers, and we could use more, who come and actually man the table, and they go and talk to the vendors and letting the vendors know that Aloha Harvest is there and letting people know they can make a donation there. And then that fresh produce goes directly to agencies right after those events. So we can always use volunteers for helping man that. Also, because we don't run in the nighttime, we sometimes have night events, and so volunteers could also help us with night pickups, and we would tell them exactly what agency or what donor they're picking up from and when the time was and make those arrangements.
Any other supplies or assistance that you need?
Containers, that is getting costly. So if someone to sponsor containers would really be helpful to be able to help us pay for that.
But like you said, people could sponsor the pallet jacks, or people could sponsor
hand trucks.
The labels, the hand trucks. Let me give you their web address where you can also learn more about the organization. It's alohaharvest.org, info@alohaharvest.org, 808-537-6945. You can find them on Wednesdays 4 to 7 at the Blaisdell Center Farmers Market and the KCC Farmers Market, which takes place Saturday mornings, 8 to 11. We've got the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand guests archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. So if you missed any of the contact info, you can just easily get it at hawaiipublicradio.org. Anything that we left out that we need to get in that I somehow forgot?
I think in my last talk, I might have mentioned that we're still looking at the concept of staging because we want to spread out our poundage more. And we're having more requests of food, and we're actually maxed out on our trucks. And we're actually having people say, do you have someplace that we can bring the food? A staging area would allow us to bring in the pallets of food, break it down, more variety, and then either have the agencies come in and pick that food up, or my drivers can have the boxes already broken down and then take it out. Then we can get more variety to different parts of the island. The majority is picked up in town, and a lot of our agencies are in town, and so we'd like to expand the food to windward, leeward, north shore.
Where would the staging be?
An office space, warehouse, and if anybody has any, please let us know.
Is there a specific area that would be best?
We would like it to be where it's most convenient for all three freeways, but a lot of our distributors are in town, so airport, Mapunapuna, Halava, in town, anywhere. Those would be our preferential spaces.
So a central location.
Yes. Yep.
How many square feet?
So much. Well, we're looking right now anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 square feet.
A big place.
Yeah. Eventually, you know, our offices would be there, and then the staging would be there. And the biggest thing that we're finding is parking. So we have 2 16-foot refrigerated trucks. We just purchased a new van, high and extended van. And of course, we have our smart car. So we need parking. It's a challenge. So a little bit bigger warehouse with a roll-up door, we'd be able to drive the vehicles
and park them inside.
So that's an option we're looking at. But that's what our board is involved in right now, to try and find a space that we can create this staging. And down the road, if it's possible, we'd like to create a commercial kitchen so we can broaden the education and partnerships.
So if you want a partner, there is an opportunity on a few different levels, whether it's space or helping them with the kitchen. So a lot of people with these kinds of skills or resources are out there. And hopefully they hear your call that you have a need. And you're helping a lot of people out. And there's a lot of homeless. It's the worst homeless crisis anywhere in the country, despite some improvement. And you're on the front lines of trying to help. So it's an honor to have you back. It's Aloha Harvest Executive Director Ku'ule Williams. It's inspiring what you do. Thank you for doing it. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, David. We really appreciate all of our partners. So thank you so much to the community and to you for allowing us this opportunity to spread the word about Aloha Harvest and the work that we do.